Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigerian for FM. It's lunch hour, right? Yes, it is. This is 15 minutes gone past 1 o'clock. It is lunch hour, so some of you are heading somewhere to have lunch. Or maybe you came with lunch from your house and you want to go to the cafeteria to have it. Well, that's fine. Let's discuss something centered on relationships. Ever been to a restaurant and found a married man eating? Like, you can tell it's a married man because you can obviously see the wedding band. So, ever been to a restaurant and found a married man eating? And you wondered, why is this man eating out? Doesn't he have a wife? She need a cook? Or maybe she's not a great cook? Why is this married man eating out? Or why do some married men eat out even when they have wives at home? So that is the conversation we are having now. Some women are complaining, you know, my husband need to chop my food again. My husband doesn't eat my food. It's now one Iyaba Sira that is busting his brain at Rumosi, or one Iya something, or one Mama Put, or one restaurant, fancy restaurant. He likes to have his meal, you know. So I don't even bother cooking because I know he's not going to eat it. And like I said, well, some husbands still will carry packed food from their home to the office. They have their lunch pack. The same way mothers will pack lunch for children inside their lunch pack and they take to school. Some women extend that gesture to their husbands, and the husband has a full flax. When you see him at work like this, you know that this man, his wife has packed food for him. So he will eat before leaving the house, have lunch at the office courtesy of his wife, and then when it's time for dinner, he will go home and have dinner. So you will never catch this category of men eating out. But what about those that have made it a habit to always eat out? Why? And they are married. 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. And then, of course, WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. So, like I said, nothing too serious. Life is not that hard. When we talk serious, talk small. Let us just come home and just talk about some issues that may be serious. Let's not even think that this is not serious. It may be serious. Depends on how you're looking at it, too. Nigerian, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Concerning that question. I'm Louisa from Port Harcourt.
Louisa, welcome. Go ahead.
So, concerning that question, it's not that the man does not have wife. The men just have problems.
The men have problems. Besides,
yes. And besides, if the wife cannot cook, can't the man cook?
Hey. Louisa, it's like you want them to come and break your head this afternoon. Louisa, you don't like the way your head is. You want them to reshape.
No, but seriously, can't the man cook? Is it only women that must cook? Anyway, that's my opinion for now.
Okay. Can't the man cook? Is it only women that must cook? Louisa. I'm warning you now so that you not say no one you. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Go ahead.
And happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Barry the Taylor calling from Ajit.
Hi, Barry the Taylor. Go ahead.
Well, what do you ask? I mean, I would just say that the reason why it is on me eating your chair, they are numerous, but let me just confirm on one. She don't, maybe the wife does not know how to cook. And they have been managing, but that day he saw the man in your hotel, he tried to change the diet.
He wants to change his diet.
Yes.
Oh.
Because you have been managing the thing that the woman, the wife is doing, and he cannot continue. And you say, well, let me go and change the diet, man. I don't see the reason why a man will marry a woman and he leave the wife food and then go and eat in the hotel.
But wait. Must a married man always eat from the house?
Yes.
Must he always eat from home?
No. That's what I'm trying to say. If you manage the one you have in the house.
Okay, the one in the house is management. Then the one outside is diet.
You know, that you need a test and not a test. You can imagine something that you don't like. But when you go out and you see something that is very nice, man, you have in there, you don't eat them and eat and relax yourself. What we are doing is just happiness.
Mm.
My quarter in the house.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. All right. Thank you. So this is what a typical conversation between a husband and a wife would sound like. So they pick up the phone, they dial the number, pom pom pom. Hello, baby, how are you? Fine. When are you coming home? Small time, I'll come back. Okay, what should I make for you? Say, no, don't worry, I'll be fine, I'm all right, I've taken care of myself. I say, I cooked. I say, don't worry, maybe I'll eat it tomorrow, maybe some other time, but I'm good, I'm fine. You know, tomorrow the same thing. Should I make breakfast for you? Don't worry, I'll sort myself out when I get to the office. Okay. Are you coming back for lunch? No. I'll fix myself up. Must a married man always eat from the house? This last call I said he wants to change diet. We'll hear more when we come back from the commercial break. Just stay tuned.
For more talk, news and sports, stay tuned to Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this.
Nigeria, now we country. APC, now the party. Now one man be a choice.
Now one man can go. People of Nigeria, don't talk, oh. Them say now Asiwaju Bola Tinubu them want as president of Nigeria. He do better work for Lagos State when he be governor. Till today, Lagos people see they enjoy from all the better things with Jaburata for Lagos. As it can't be so, make we all come out for election day and vote Bola Ahmed Tinubu as president of Nigeria. Vote Senator Kashim Shettima as the vice president. Vote APC.
Who be the president? We go vote.
Bola Tinubu.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
So we are live on Twitter. Twitter handle at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH is a chit chat, okay? So don't take it seriously, don't take it personally. Just call or send in your messages. WhatsApp number remains 0809-030-6416. And the smart number to call is 070-0923-0923. Feel free to drop your comments on Twitter as well. Okay, we're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. And then Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Must a married man always eat food from home? Eat food in your house. Stop going to Yabasura joint. Stop going to cafeteria. Stop going to canteen. Stop going to Mr. Dat and Uncle This. Stop going to this restaurant and that restaurant. Don't go and find diet anywhere. Find the diet in your house. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Okay, a married man eating out from the house is not a crime. There is nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
Okay, especially when it have to do with our health.
Okay.
Because the woman you have in your house, assuming your wife is a working class the way you are.
Mm.
You wake up 4:30 in the morning, kneel down and pray. Then the next thing, you rush to the bedroom. take, prepare yourself for the work, prepare for the kids for the work, for the school. Now, who do you expect to go to be in the kitchen to prepare that food for you? The same woman that is trying to meet up in her office by 8 a.m. in the morning. Now, if you go out and still have to wait, say maybe at the close of work, you come back and eat. In less than 6 months, you will have a different health-related issues. You will have ulcer. You will be malnourished. Even though a lot of people have their reasons for going out to eat, you know, but it's not a crime for a married man, responsible married man for that matter, to go and eat so that you can stay healthy. But a lot of married men do it for the reasons best known to them. You know, the woman you are eating from her restaurant, that's a big echo and all that. You know that your wife cannot make it. It's not change of diet, anything. It's just for the convenience. You know, yes, it's just for the convenience. Because the woman in the house, she will come back. Okay, two of you are closing by 5 p.m. You go and pick the kids, or she go and pick the kids. Going to the market to buy, not that you don't have the money to buy. Going to the market to buy all those things, it may not be convenient on daily basis.
Okay.
And some people are not comfortable eating frozen foods. Like me.
Hey.
Once you cook a pot of soup today, give me this evening, tomorrow morning is not for me again.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yes, and I won't force you to, you know, make yourself... make it a kind of inconveniencing yourself to make sure you buy green vegetable every day.
Every day.
Because
so now,
you want
now,
to cook for
on,
your husband.
Hold on.
No.
So if that
but
is the case
when
for
it
you...
Is, when it is cool for you to do it, the money is there, the whatever it takes is there.
No, I want to ask you a question. So if you say that you do not repeat a meal, you don't like frozen food, it means that most times you will have to outsource a meal that you patronize the restaurants, right?
No, it's very simple. I can stop over in the market and pick fresh, whatever fresh thing I want and take it to the house. To cook, how long does it take to cook, to prepare a meal?
Okay.
Less than 35 minutes, it is done.
Okay. I see.
You understand? Less than 35 minutes.
So you don't mind doing the cooking because you like your food fresh?
Yeah, the food, I like it fresh. And they have to be convenient to my partner too. I don't have to kill her because I want to eat.
Okay. Interesting.
And I am not going out to eat because I want to admire the cooker outside.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You understand?
I understand.
So, but other persons may have their reasons
sitting
outside.
Okay. Let's hear from the other persons then. He doesn't like frozen food. You only see what you always want to see. You're frozen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When your heart's not... Oh. Do you remember that song from... what's her name now? Madonna. Nigerian food. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Bibi, how are you?
I'm good, though. I'm fine, though. I'm okay,
okay. My name is Ambassador Akataka.
Okay. Welcome, Mr. Akataka.
I'm calling you from Boston Road.
Welcome. Go ahead.
All right. The problem now is that so many women are not careful at all in this thing they call marriage. That's the truth. Many women are so selfish that they care about themselves alone. They don't, they have forgotten the real thing that they can see. The way to a man's heart is through his belly, and that's the simple truth.
Still in 2023, I thought they found another way to a man's heart to...
No. They have, no, that's the mistake they are making.
Ah, I thought that's there's another way. Make we find another way now.
Hold on. Maybe it's God that made it like that.
Okay.
There is no man that will give a good food that will not want to come back to eat your food. That's the truth. No man. no man that you take time to prepare his meal in the morning, in the afternoon, even the one that you give to her, just like you are trying to, you know, dramatize it, you know, hamper and all that, you know, lunch pack and all that. Give the man, so long as it's something that he cherishes and he will eat on the wife, the man will do. But other things that can do it is probably the man is not around, he's maybe in the office, places far from home, and all that, you know, they attend meetings and all that. Going to conferences where they will be availability of food and other. You didn't say that the man has to wait until the wife would come. But if there is a deliberate, you know, effort by a woman to make sure the husband eats, no man would like to be caught outside. I'm telling you the truth.
Okay. If there's a deliberate effort by the woman to make sure her husband eats, no man will like to eat outside. Wait till a man's heart is through the what? Stomach. Through the what? Stomach. Nigerian for good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon, Denise.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Miriam from Accra.
Miriam, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Denise, it's very important for a woman to know how to cook. And if you don't learn it from your parents, maybe there are some students that grew up in the boarding house, some girls, it's very easy to learn how to cook. And then just on your phone, is it banga soup you want to learn? Any native soup, just go online, you will learn it. It's not hard for a woman to learn how to cook. It's not, it's just at your fingertips. And there's nothing wrong with a man eating outside. Absolutely not. Especially if the man leaves out early. You cannot come and kill yourself. Or you rush up 5 o'clock, you're preparing food for the man. Hey, look. I tell women, what you can't finish, don't start it. Let him, no problem, let him eat good food outside. Just encourage him to eat good food outside. And let him not be eating junk all the time. And try to take fruit. Then when he's coming home, when he's around the time, especially if you have a bindy hand, let him not eat what you have. He can take snacks, he can take rice, little, but if you cook, if you have good soup in the house, let him not eat that. Let him look forward to coming to the house to eat that. But there's nothing absolutely wrong with a man eating outside. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay. And sometimes women, they stress themselves, especially the kids, and say they want to put food in the cooler. They rush. Trust me, sometimes that food you put in a backpack and this, you will not eat it. You give it. It's cold. Some of them will be cold. They don't want to.
They have microwave,
so don't
in
kill
the
yourself.
Office. They have microwave. They will warm it in the office.
Sometimes they might not even. Sometimes the men might even just say, okay, bring the let them just please you. And then when they get out, trust me, they will eat what they want.
Used to pack inside their lunch pack.
See, Denise, some of them, they will give it to their junior colleagues.
Hey!
They can even give it to the guest man. Eat this one. Yeah.
Hey! Oh, it's my fellow women.
You cannot make a man stop a man from doing what he wants to do. Tell him to do the right thing. Let him at least try the things you have in the house. If you have good stew in the house, chicken, ask him what you want. And most times, don't just run into the market and tell him, which soup do you want? If you don't know how to cook the soup, ask your neighbor, open your phone. You will learn. It is very easy to learn.
Okay.
If you know you don't want to learn, then... Hello?
I'm with you, Miriam.
You were saying something.
No.
If you know you don't want to learn online, then you can register. Go. If you want to learn international,
that's
English,
a catering
go.
School.
There are catering schools that want to. They can teach you how to do the few ones that you know that you can be doing in your houses. It's very easy to know. You must know how to cook, but you cannot stop a man from eating outside. Anything he wants to do, trust me, you can't stop him.
Okay. Thank you. Nigerian for good afternoon. Oh, no. I see a message on Twitter. It is from... Hold on. Okay, this one is from Izuchi on Twitter. Yes, it's very important in life of a married man and his family because it brings a lot of damage inside home if you do not do so. So you must eat at home, please. If not at home, damage will enter inside your family. You don't want damage to enter inside your family, do you? Eat at home. Nigerian, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Go ahead.
All right. This is Denny.
Is that your name?
Yeah, there is nothing wrong with a married man going outside.
Okay.
But many people
sorry. Nigerians forget. Oh dear. Sorry about that. Facebook brethren, I want to read your messages now. Prosper Tinwa says, like where I'm working right now, my boss always comes to the office with food that his wife gets for him. You will not see this man go out for food. Interesting. Solomon George says, good question. A married man that eats out, like restaurant, in a normal way, knows that there is food in his house. And also, he is not away from his home, like he travels non-working place and he went outside and eats from a restaurant. It's not a responsible man. Two, maybe his wife doesn't know how to cook. Three, maybe his wife make that an habit for since they were dating. But I say eat out. It's not good. Any married man that did this should repent. It's not a good habit. They should repent this new year. Solomon is saying, you people that say that, repent. Is it Chukwu from Umorosi? Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
I said, you need it for men. You need it for men eating outside. Hello?
Is it Chukwu? I'm here with you. Go ahead.
I said, you need it for men eating outside. It's based on two facts. One, the women are very lazy. And if you ask them to prepare food for him, like some, we have some people that will say, oh, prepare food for me, then I'm going to work by two, three times. To whom I will say, every time, food, it's always bringing issue. So, to bring problems in the family, the person will go outside and look for a convenient place to eat. Then another part is for the men. Running, for you to be eating from your wife, morning, afternoon, is very expensive.
It's very expensive.
It's very expensive, yes, I can tell you. Because if your wife, if you cannot cater for the whole family, you cannot make your wife, the housewife, to be cooking from morning to night, cooking morning, afternoon food, cooking afternoon food, night food. If she's inside that goes to sell these articles and buying and selling, they are going out by 10 o'clock, I mean by 7, she should be out by 7, who cook for each other. But if you have enough money, that you have your own business, that you can take care of every single expenses in the house. You have that power, you have that command. You tell that madam, sit down to prepare for the rest of the children, take care of the children to school, prepare for me morning food, I'll eat at home. Then you should do for your asking your food class. The only clothes for you know, or work for your business, you go back to house and eat. My master used to eat like that. You eat in the house in the morning, you cook for him in the food last. The only phone that at night, you need to get in the house. But they have money.
Some people still eat three times in this economy. I thought people eat Italy. People still eat three times in this economy.
Yes, yes. My master used to eat from his wife three times a day.
Three times a day. Wow, wow, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you. So if for example now, he has money, I'm telling you, he has money.
He has
his
money.
Wife is not working.
Okay.
When your wife finished everything she's doing, to come to his shop, you just sit for some hours, look at what they are doing, she will go back before 5 o'clock to prepare for dinner. When we close market by 6:30, you will go back to the house and eat again.
Okay. Is what you go? I'm happy that people still eat three times though. Abel Obakore Atima says, yes, a married man should eat from home. The wife has the exclusive right to what her husband eats and should not expose him to eating outside. I can remember vividly my dad, who never eats at parties except the food that was directly brought to him by my mom, thinks they happen out there. Justice Ori says, what is the essence of marriage? If a married man cannot eat in his house, the relaxation and comfort of eating at home is very different when you eat out. Sadiq Kende Abdul Rahim says, yes, but never let it be a source of punishment for yourself. Many a time, men starve themselves outside and get home to suffer of food still on fire or no food at all. Baby, is the food not ready? Remaining 30 minutes. Remain small. It will soon be ready. Nigerian Fair, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Let me celebrate all the married men that are eating at home. You don't go understand. No, you try to understand. You are there now. You are there now. Mm. You are there.
Mm.
Men that eat at home, I celebrate them. Mm. But it's not easy. Some men are not eating at home. They are swallowing the food at home.
What do you mean by swallowing?
Because the food is not sweet. The woman don't know how to cook. And that is a very big problem, one big problem. And some men, they don't want problems. So what do? They just swallow the food. No matter, just swallow, drink water and go, find better food. So we eat outside. Just come home to eat small because the food no sweet. Cooking is an act. If you don't know it, you don't know it. That is why, to a large extent, I advise any woman that wants to get married, marry a man that can cook.
Mm.
Only that you can save yourself from this kind, not to fix yourself in this tension. And most men don't want to eat food that house help or nanny or maid that cook. No, they don't want it. They're avoiding something. But some women don't know. They thought they are living twitch. Some reasons, the intertribal marriage, I married from your tribe, I cannot eat the food you are cooking. You need to come and learn our own kind of cooking. With the kind of career women and career wives we have today, can they do that? Can they come and learn how to cook? If you don't know how to cook, to teach them. By the grace of God, I run restaurants in Port Harcourt, one of the best in Port Harcourt, in the D9 Asia. Some men, it's a contract I have with them, their wife, to teach them cook. Some to cook for them over the weekend.
Hmm.
Like when people are going on the day, we don't go. Some of them, we prepare them in this custard pack, a normal 6-4, just like that, to help the family.
Wow.
If a woman cannot cook, it creates a lot of tension at home.
Hmm.
And to avoid this tension, men go out to eat. It's not funny because eating outside is more expensive. It's not economical. What you will, for instance, a plate of food that is 4,000 naira. Let us be honest, only you go consume them. But that 4,000 naira can cook a food at home that about 6-7 people can eat at home.
True.
That is just it. And most of our sisters too, they don't understand that being married is different from being single. When you are married, 5 o'clock, you are still in your bed sleeping. 6 o'clock, you are still snoring. Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. You are trying. Clap for yourself. Don't wake up at that 5 o'clock and know. Sometimes you go to canteen, even in the junction in the morning, fight. You can't see men, they swallow, they eat rice, they're very happy.
Yes, now.
So my married though, they swallow, they eat rice.
200 naira rice. 500 naira meat. 200 naira pasta.
Exactly.
100 naira, two roundabouts.
Give me shaki. For more. And I eat it with pleasure. They have wife at home, she's still snoring. Wake up early. But if the man can cook, the man can also prepare for her. Like in the evening when you have children, if that the thing she can do is joyful thing. During the period, I cook granola soup, push our people out. My family have never tasted that kind of soup before. Granola soup. Till today, they are begging that I must continue cooking granola soup for them. It is fun. So as a woman, position yourself. Come by us, sir. The German can cook very well. Okay. Marry them. And have peace.
Position yourself. Okay, Namdi on Facebook says, maybe their wives are not meeting up with time. Desire says, a married man should eat food at home with his family. Food at the round table unites and strengthens family bond. Tiwa says, my dear, a married man should be eating at home unless when you are on official duty. Unless when you're on what? Official duty. What's up, brethren? I see your messages. Let me come to you now. Good afternoon, Denise. Sometimes the man will be working and the wife would also be working, and they both come back from work late. Sometimes the man doesn't like carrying food to his office or anywhere. Sometimes if the couple have issues, maybe the man, like some men, will stop eating any food prepared by his wife. Hey, that's in campaigning. Sometimes the wife doesn't cook well, but she can also be taught on how to cook. General round face from Rumekini. Remember, we're having a chit-chat away from all the serious matters. This is serious. Trust me, this is serious. But some of you may not classify it as serious as. So let's just call it a chit-chat. Must a married man always eat food from home? Must a married man say no? You must eat food from the house. Don't go to Yabasira. I don't want to see you in any of the fancy restaurants. I mean, do you sometimes walk into a restaurant and you find a married man eating there? You're like, he don't get a wife for us. Did you feel embarrassed on his behalf? Do you begin to imagine why this man is eating out? Do you imagine that maybe for some reason his wife is not providing food? It's lunch hour now. So I'm sure some of you listening are in one restaurant or the other. You've got to sort yourself out. And yes, if I extend this conversation to the married women now, there'll be a problem. You know how you walk into a restaurant and you find a married woman eating and you're like, this one no cook for our house. Anyway, let me not say what is in my mind. Joshua Ubong from Chatamadi says, Didi, I think it's just a choice thing. Or maybe the wife cannot meet up the time. But for me, Didi, since I married in 2021, I've never eaten in any fast food or mama put. What my wife does is she personally bought a very big food flask after our wedding to make sure I don't eat mama put again. I owe my wife $1 million. Thanks. Please pay her that $1 million. Thank you. It's not bad to eat out even when you are married. Where is it written that a wife must cook? When I get married, I'll be eating out with my wife. I can't be giving my wife the stress of cooking always. Haba, she be machine. My precious wife will cook once a week. It is what it is. Dave, send that in. Good afternoon. Okay, this one is from Lady J. How did he get into our studio? Good afternoon. Married man to eat outside is not a bad thing. That's early morning. Because if you wait till your wife prepares breakfast, you may be late. But not every day, oh. I'm Prince from Uka West in Abia State. How is Abia State, Prince? Good afternoon, Double D. My dad got married to his second wife where he always go and eat. So women should be careful. Uncle Stanley from Port Harcourt. Hell, now food didn't take your papa. Hell. Good day, Didi. Maria must have a peaceful home. I like it when she said, you can't stop a man from doing what he wants. It's not a crime for a man to eat out. What about those who work offshore or those who are on course far outside their base? You must, at one time or the other, eat out. Law, send that in. This one says, good afternoon. For a man, eating his wife's food at home increases his bond with her. So if he doesn't eat her food as frequently as possible, that bond will be less with time. Also, if a woman can't cook, that's a major blow to the marriage. A man can't leave his mom's amazing food and settle for crumbs in his new home. So he settles for eating outside. Nigerian, turn off your radio set. Yes, turn
I've
off your
radio. I've done that. All right,
good afternoon. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Romololo.
Emeka, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. To me, there is nothing bad for a married man to eat at. But likewise, me, I hardly do that. But even if I thought I want to do that, I send someone. I feel ashamed standing there.
You send somebody?
That's me. Hello?
Why are you sending somebody?
Because I feel as a married man, I'm supposed to, you understand, eat from the house. And but when you are, I go out from the house as early as 6:30. Okay, let's say even for adventure, you put it in a flat. The nature of the business I do, before I will settle down, it will get cold. And I don't like cold food.
Okay.
So once in a while, I buy outside. but I don't even, I look at the place where I buy. But let me tell you, to be frank, it is better for a married man not to eat at. Like, there's a person that just made a comment that his dad got married to a place where he normally goes to eat. Because when you eat at, you are at risk. Anything can happen. They can easily get you. So, but there's nothing wrong if once in a while, you know, you eat that as a married man. The one I don't like, you see a man accompanying with a wife, they will carry food flask and stand at the booker buying things. That one gets me angry. I don't
maybe,
like it.
Maybe their gas got finished.
and
they are hungry. You know,
maybe
the woman has cravings. You know, sometimes there's a season.
Like Mr. Zion said, some women are naturally lazy. Marriage is hard work. Marriage is hard work. To the glory of God, there is nothing on earth my wife cannot prepare.
Okay.
That one alone even makes me to eat that. I feel bad. I don't like it because most time you eat that, like he says, Mr. Zion, you spend 4,000, 3,000 buying something, just clean it as a go. But take that money to the heart for a woman that knows what she's doing. You eat that food and you see it again. So most women are lazy because if they are taking their responsibility as a woman in the heart, most men won't eat that fast. They won't eat that.
All right, then.
Right.
Thank you so much. Nigerian, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
Okay, go on.
See, it wasn't Mr. Zion. Mr. Zion just said what is happening in my home. My wife, the issue I'm having, she doesn't know how to cook.
She doesn't know how to cook.
Honestly, she doesn't know how to cook. Because of that, I said, okay, let's bring an house. Bring somebody that will be asleep. And she don't want to do it. And it's making me to eat that because I can't eat what she's cooking. Honestly, let me tell you the truth. I can't eat it.
Why?
Well, most of the times when I go out, you know, it makes me have female friend that normally when I go to the house, she cook and I eat very well there. But I'm advising her every day, please. Okay, let's do it this way. Go to kitchen school. You are not doing anything. You are just in the house. Okay, go and learn how to cook so that, because I'm advising her that she's not taking it. When it will happen, they will begin to blame the man. Now, I'm telling her now, let's do it this way. Go and learn. She don't do it. She make me now, I'm eating now. I don't normally eat outside.
Oh, dear. So sorry,
man. Normally, most of the times when I go out, after close from work, I go to my friend's place. She will give me food. Yeah, it's sometimes I eat there wrong.
My brother, yourself, now they go your friend's house. Which friend?
No,
it's your friend. Why would she be feeding another man's husband?
I'm eating there because I need to eat.
Hey, you need to go and buy. Okay, see, let me give you another option.
I don't like eating in a restaurant. That is the problem.
Okay, hold on. Calm down. There is a solution for everything. While your wife may be reluctant to learning how to cook, you can actually outsource from some of these food vendors 2 liter bowl of soup, 10 liter bowl of soup, 5 liter bowl of soup, and have it packed in your freezer. Oh, I don't know if you're like the other caller that doesn't like frozen food. But if you can endure, I mean, you have 1 liter stew, 2 liter soup that can last you for a while. And you can be dishing from that one small. Since you don't like going to the restaurant, no problem. They will deliver the food to your house in this their big takeaway bowls.
Okay, now for how long will I be doing that?
For how long will you be going to that your female friend's house to go and be eating food? Before you know now, you will not eat another type of food. Before you know now. These are the issues.
I don't have anything. So honestly, I don't have anything with her. I just may be good.
You may not have anything with her, but she has something with you. There is no how a woman will be willingly feeding another woman's husband. And you say she does not have ulterior motive. You can't tell me that. On a serious note, oh, before they will give you the one that they will use and collect you. So if you intend to find a solution to your wife's problem, what you're doing, you're actually adding to the problem, to be honest. Because at some point you won't care anymore and it will be a normal thing for you.
I've talked to her several times. If my wife, she cooks, the only thing she knows how to cook is Indomie. Let me tell you, it's Indomie. Apart from Indomie, okay. If she cooks any other thing, you can't eat it.
Is it and that I you can't stuff? Eat it or no other person can eat it? Because sometimes our taste buds...
You can't eat it. Honestly, I'm telling you, it's my wife. This is my home. We have been married for 3 years now. I'm telling you.
Ewo. They want to use food and carry you away. But don't worry, your deliverance is coming. Your deliverance is coming. Oh, they will not take you away with food. Yeah. It says she don't have anything. She may have something with you. Why will she be feeding another person's husband every day? And you say what? Where is my message, Ojare? Where are my messages? Didi, a man should trust the food from his kitchen. Some mothers teach male children laziness by ordering sisters to make noodles for them. Men should learn how to cook. SG from Port Harcourt. Didi, distant relationship also promotes eating outside. Now, a plethora of messages on Facebook for those that are watching live. I see them. I see some of your messages on WhatsApp as well. It's the sunny side on Nigerian food.